This is Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. In the wake of the attacks in Paris, some top political leaders here in the Granite State are pushing back against President Obama's plan to accept 10,000 Syrian refugees. Governor Maggie Hassan says the government needs to ensure a thorough vetting process before letting in any more Syrian refugees into the country. Hassan is the lone Democratic governor taking such a position. Republican U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, whose re-election Hassan is challenging, is also calling for a halt to new Syrian refugees entering the country. And Senator Ayotte joins us now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Rick. Good to be with you.
Thank you, Senator. On this issue, you and your colleague, Senator Jeanne Shaheen, offered vastly different takes yesterday. Senator Shaheen says the government's vetting process is already extensive. She goes on to say the U.S. must ensure that our treatment of refugees is, quote, continues to adhere to our principles as a nation. So she's saying that closing the door to Syrian refugees in the U.S. is abandoning our principles. What's your response to that?
Well, we're certainly a compassionate nation, but national security has to come first. And here's my concern. We know from the fact that the director of the FBI, Director Comey, testified in October before the House Homeland Security Committee only a few weeks ago that the federal government may not have the ability to vet thoroughly all the Syrian refugees. And he actually explained that many of them, they don't have any background on, and they have an inadequate basis to judge them. In fact, he said, so if someone has never made a ripple in the pond in Syria in a way that would get their identity or interest reflected in our database, we can query our database until the cows come home, but we are not going to. There will be nothing because we have no record on that person. So I think the prudent course, if you look at what happened in Paris, the information that we have now that one of the terrorists may have come in as a refugee, then we do need to certainly halt this program. And we need to be able to guarantee to the American people that none of the individuals that are being brought to the United States have any connections to ISIS. I think that's important because we certainly don't want to put our country at risk.
Now, you said that no refugees related to the Syrian crisis should be admitted until the government, of course, can guarantee with 100% assurance they're not members
or sympathizers. Well, I said, of course. I assume each one will be reviewed, and I want to get 100% guarantee that they're not engaged with ISIS. I think the people of this country and the people of New Hampshire deserve that in light of what happened in Paris and in light of the risks that we're facing.
But what type of vetting process could guarantee that 100% assurance? I mean, does such a process exist in any immigration process?
Well, I would hope that it would exist when it comes to terrorism. So that's a real question. When we have the director of our FBI raising questions just as recently as a few weeks ago of whether we can thoroughly vet the refugees that are coming in from Syria, I think that is a legitimate issue that needs to be addressed, and the people of the country deserve it to be addressed before we bring people here.
Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rose did say the country already does have an extensive screening process for these refugees. In your opinion, is it just not thorough enough, or are you questioning whether the screening process is going on at all?
So I don't know if Ben Rose has, given the testimony that the director of the FBI has given, given issues also that Director of National Intelligence Clapper has raised about intelligence concerns about the potential for ISIS to infiltrate refugees. These are real issues that seem to contradict, in my view, what we're hearing from Ben Rhodes. You would think that in light of what happened in Paris, we would want to reevaluate and make sure that we can guarantee to the American people that the individuals we're bringing here are not connected to ISIS.
Are you worried, though, about some countries in Europe following the lead of America and closing their borders to any refugees from Syria and maybe that deepening the crisis there?
Well, I think that every country is going to have to make their own decisions on these issues, and they are going to have to obviously be satisfied that the system that they have in place is going to be able to protect their countries, and we need to work together. I think this is a very important moment for NATO, that we should all come together. That we should be sharing intelligence with, obviously, our partners, which I know is happening, but we need to push to make sure that happens further, that we work together, that we stand with the French, that we support them during this horrific time of what's happened to their country, and ensure that we're all collectively working together to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Thank you very much, Senator. I appreciate the time.
Thanks, Rick. Take care.